Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast arm of Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm Arielle, your host and the founder of Earbuds. This is our 50th episode. Wow, I can't believe we're coming up on a year of Feedback with Earbuds. This episode covers the week of September 14th through 18th, 2020. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme. And each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. This week's podcast episode and newsletter are sponsored by PodPage. PodPage makes it easy to create a podcast website with just a few clicks, where every page is optimized to be found on Google. It stays up to date forever and requires zero technical knowledge. More information at podpage.com. That's PODPAGE.com. On this episode of Feedback with Earbuds, I'll share our five podcast episode recommendations of the week and some more information about the episodes. We will then share some sponsor information and wrap it all up. First up, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme comes to us from Dan Cubis and is called Why Read Books? Here's why Dan chose this theme. He writes,
"My name is Dan Cubis. I'm the host of the podcast Being Human, and the theme I chose for this week is Why Read Books? I chose this theme because I think reading books, particularly fiction, is an important but sometimes underappreciated part of civic life, and these are five podcasts that feature authors who get me excited about reading.
Here are the episodes chosen by Dan for this week's theme, along with short descriptions of each one. The first episode comes to us from A Phone Call from Paul and is called A Conversation with Maggie Nelson. It's 48 minutes long. In this episode, Paul Holden Graber talks with the writer Maggie Nelson about how Proust inspires guilt, the disillusionment of youth, and how aging is a spectacular adventure. The next episode comes to us from Live at Politics and Prose and is called Lisa Halliday. It's 50 minutes long. Halliday's debut novel was one of the literary events of 2018, earning uniformly rave reviews and a place on innumerable bestseller lists. The book ingeniously combines two starkly different narratives to give us a startling view of today's world. The book starts with Alice, a young editor and writer in New York, and her relationship with an older, established novelist, a character based on Philip Roth. In the second section, Halliday turns to Amar, an Iraqi-American who is detained by immigration officers at Heathrow as he's on his way to see his brother in Kurdistan. The next episode comes to us from Being Human and is called Revolution as Preservation, a conversation with Fred Moten. It's 51 minutes long. An interview with Fred Moten, professor in the Department of Performance Studies at NYU. The interview focuses on Professor Moten's life and career, particularly his recent volume of criticism called Consent Not to Be a Single Being. The next episode comes to us from Reading Women and is called Interview with Anjali Sachdeva. It's 37 minutes long. Autumn and Kendra chat with Anjali Sachdeva about her debut short story collection, All the Names They Used for God. And the last episode of the week comes to us from the Just the Right Book podcast and is called Ta-Nehisi Coates on the Most Intimate Evil of Enslavement. It's 72 minutes long. How does memory create power? How do you define freedom? And how does the emotional savagery of selling and separating members of a family destroy and define a human being? And most powerfully, in the midst of trauma and loss, how does one find courage and how does love survive? These ideas and more are explored in Ta-Nehisi Coates' first novel, The Water Dancer. Those are the episodes chosen by Dan for this week's theme, Why Read Books? Follow along with the discussion of this week's podcast episodes by using the hashtag BookPodcasts. In addition to our newsletter every week, we follow up on social media with discussion questions, links to episodes, links to extra information, and you can find that all by following us on social media. We'll give you those handles at the end of the episode, and you can also follow along with the hashtag and use that hashtag in your tweets about these episodes. Again, that hashtag is BookPodcasts. Each week in our newsletter, we have a section called Self-Promo, where our curators can write something that they're up to, something that they love, a movie that they really enjoyed, a project that their friend is working on, or anything. We call it our Self-Promo section. Sometimes our curators use it for self-promotion. Sometimes they use it to promote somebody else. Here's what Dan wants to tell us about this week. He writes, I recently discovered footage of Kate Bush performing Wuthering Heights on Irish television in 1978, and I think it's one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. That's a pretty strong endorsement from Dan. If you want to get the link to that, just go to this week's newsletter. You can find that on earbudspodcastcollective.org. Go to our episode archives. Major shout out to our sponsor, Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout is the best podcast hosting site in the game. If you're looking to start a podcast, and who isn't these days, Buzzsprout is your best bet. They make it super easy to submit your show to all of the podcast platforms. You can easily create shareable sound bites and other fun social media images. We will have a link to Buzzsprout in the show notes of this episode. If you sign up for Buzzsprout with the link in our show notes, you get an Amazon gift card. Go Buzzsprout! And another shout out to PodPage, which is another one of our episode sponsors. It is a website that helps you build a podcast website in less than 5 minutes. It takes just a few clicks, and every single page is optimized to be found on Google. The best thing is it stays up to date forever, and you don't need any technical experience. Again, go to podpage.com to find out more and to get a website for your podcast. We're super grateful to our Patreon supporters. We've got a few of them, and we are looking for more. Just go to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. You can support us at as little as $2 a month, and we give away some pretty cool things once you become a supporter. You can find out more at patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. That's patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. This week's podcast spotlight is on the Pray For Us podcast. Here's the description of the show. Welcome to Pray For Us, a podcast about understanding religion in the 21st century, hosted by JC and Jessica, two Jews on a journey to figure out the religion and culture they were born into. You can listen to Pray For Us wherever you get your podcasts. Our podcast spotlight is on the homepage of our website, earbudspodcastcollective.org. You can sign up to be considered for a spotlight right there on the homepage. And you can check out past spotlights too. So go ahead, go to earbudspodcastcollective.org to check all of those out. It's an extra podcast recommendation from us each week in addition to our regular 5 episodes chosen by a curator. Make sure you head on over to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned up at the top of the show. Find us on Twitter at earbudspodcall. Find us on Instagram and Facebook by typing Earbuds Podcast Collective. And make sure you're signed up to receive our newsletter so that you get all these links delivered right to your inbox every Sunday night. You can do that at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Thank you to our production team behind this podcast and the newsletter. Daniel Turek is our editor. Abby Kleonski edits the grammar in our newsletter. And our theme music is by Matt Sweeto. I write and produce this podcast, and my name is Ariel Nissenblatt. We will be back next week with more podcast recommendations, as always. If you like what we're doing and you want to show us that you like what we're doing, please leave us a review on Apple or a comment on CastBox. It really helps people find the show. A really quick way to do that is by going to ratethispodcast.com/feedback. That's ratethispodcast.com/feedback. It'll take you to a browser where you can click on the directory where you want to leave a review. It'll bring you right to that directory. You leave the review, and then you're done. It's super easy. Thank you in advance. We'll be back next week. We hope you enjoy this week's theme, Why Read Books? And listen to some podcasts, everybody. Bye-bye.